Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
It is Halloween and it's scary because Steve Adu's on the line here. Actually, what's my new name now? Stevie Cruz, that's what it's supposed to be. And again, I'd like to welcome you out to the New Mexico Motorsport Report right here live on a beautiful Saturday morning on 101.7 The Team. Hanging out in the studio, we got RJ hanging out in here on a beautiful morning. We got a great show lined up for you today. We got Mr. Lyle Greenberg is going to come in here shortly and going to talk about some of the past and present and future things going on with drag racing and activities he's done in the past and what's going on in the future. And also we're going to have a live remote coming in from Mr. Jim Costa hanging out in Las Vegas, Nevada, where this weekend we got the finals going on with the NHRA drag racing going on out in Las Vegas, Nevada, out at the Strip, out at the raceway out there. So it's going to be exciting show. Again, I'd like to welcome you all for tuning in this morning. Also, let's see, we got a card giveaway. We can't forget about that going on this for our show. What's that going on? It's like a 52 Ford. That's what it is, 52 Ford. Got that going on. Get online. You can buy raffle tickets for that. It's only $25. And we're going to probably do a poker run. I think it's coming up here pretty soon. Here, I think on November 10th, we're going to do another one of those couch potato poker runs, Aces Spuds, if I'm not mistaken. So we got that coming up. In the news, we got NASCAR. NASCAR's going on. We only got two more weekends of that going on for NASCAR. Not going to talk much about it because that's all I ever hear about. But I will talk about Kyle Busch having a struggling year. Poor guy. Also, Jimmy Johnson's last year. He didn't do fare too well this year, so I really kind of sad on old Jimmy Johnson. This week, of course, we got Martinsville Speedway's happening tomorrow. Two more races left, like I said. And next week is the final show out in Phoenix Raceway out there. So a lot of exciting things going on NASCAR and with NHRA. Also going on right here in the land of enchantment and also in the surrounding areas of the Southwest. We got RJ right here. RJ is going to fill us in on some of our up-and-coming events that are going on here. Right here brought to you by 101.7 The Team.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Of course, Stevie Cruz, I like it pretty much. And I'm a package deal, so I come to help you out whenever I can on Saturdays, my man.
There you go.
So much appreciated.
I need the help.
Hey, Dave, wait. We're going to talk about fun things, and you're the first person to bring up NASCAR right away.
I thought
that's at the very bottom.
Yeah,
we'll mention it if we have to.
I was going to wait a while on that, but I think Spencer would have been texting me already.
There you go. No, we got some great stuff going on, and a lot of, a few local things that we're going to talk about, a few great events that are going on. So one thing that's going on, I always drive down, when we go to Alien Speedway,
okay.
October 31st, a Halloween show, it's a demolition derby that they're having. I mean, how Halloween could that be?
Right.
I want to see monster trucks, I want to see pieces of cars flying out, I want to see real and fake blood, hopefully fake. No, but just great stuff going out there at the Alien Speedway. Destruction starts at 6. Not racing starts at 7. Destruction starts at 6. So it's a fun event, for Halloween, there's a few things that I'm not sure race fans, a lot of places are taking the weekend off to celebrate with family and maybe just a travel week. A lot of great racing happened last week, but there's still some fun things you can find out here during the Halloween events. One thing that we're going on, we always keep local, trying to find on two wheels, is the Moriarty MX. They had their Halloween, they had a trunk or treat, they had a Halloween costume contest and all the fun stuff last week. So next week, what they have planned out, Saturday, November 7th from 10 to 3, it's going to be with Jason. So it's hanging out with MMX Riding and all the attendants. Come and share the track with the 2018 AMA Supercross and FIM World Champion. So great stuff that's going on there at Moriarty from November 7th. And November 8th, It's a Race for Our Rights protest, round 8 of their event. So that's going to be an awesome event where meeting is at 7:45, practice is at 8, and racing start at 9. So great stuff on two wheels out in Moriarty,
right,
taking the weekend off. But hey, great stuff that you really want to look forward to next weekend. Now, we always try to keep up with, you know, Gas Off Road, Votto Speedway, and Albuquerque Dragway. A lot of stuff. We're just trying to be safer with what's going on with, you know, racing, of course, in New Mexico. And unfortunately, I know Steve, I mean, we talk about all your local things and, I mean, amazing music that we go to and events.
Right.
There's not much going on, unfortunately.
No, not at all. Not much car shows. Haven't been quite busy at all, should I say, this year at all, due to the shutdown and the pandemic that's going on, which is unfortunate. Surrounding states actually have been doing some stuff, but you know, we'll see how next year goes. I'm looking forward to 2021, and hopefully it starts off great.
Aren't we all? And that's a scary fact that 2020 still got a few months of this
I know,
left.
Huh?
That's
right.
The scariest thing of this show at all.
I know we are Park in the Park, Rio Rancho. They're already talking about April 24th for the Park in the Park next year, right here in Rio Rancho for the Park in the Park. Other news, if no one's heard, the Super Nationals has been canceled. For some of those that still text me about the Super Nationals, it always goes on every year in February or end of January, February, at the Manuel Lujan Complex. But yeah, that has officially been canceled. So look forward to 2022 for that coming back, which will be their, I think, 25th anniversary then. So yeah, it's kind of sad, but
it's a bummer. But hey, hopefully, I mean, everything is going to come back strong, and there are some great events that are still going on. Of course, if you want to have any questions, I mean, you can always email us and kind of figure out what our events are going on. But I always try to find the local stuff going on.
Right.
Yesterday at Las Cruces, there was a Red Ribbon Parade and Card Show at the Dona Ana Elementary out in Las Cruces. So, like I said, I try to go through all of New Mexico, try to find some stuff. The Couch Potato Car Show is what's going on November 10th. So,
right, this
is going to be the second Tuesday because we have something pretty important the first Tuesday. So we thought, even though it could have been a great distraction, you know, let's give a little time to breathe on that. And we'll be doing it the second Tuesday of November, November 10th, the Couch Potato Car Show. And then a fun event that I found on November 8th, it's the New Mexico Car Council Association.
Right.
It's the Albuquerque Museum Old Town Cruise and Scavenger Hunt that's going on. So at 2000 Mountain Road, Albuquerque, the plans are underway for a cruise, and it's a scavenger/trivia quiz for prizes. So that sounds like a fun thing. I mean, of course, spread out, have a fun time. Cruises are really a good thing to do instead of the car show where everyone's kind of standing, walking around. You can still admire the car and have everything and enjoy the time.
Yep.
The only thing, details are still, you know, to be determined just because we're trying to have everything. We got to be on our toes with everything going on. So everything looks good for it at the moment, but I would just keep in contact, and I'm gonna send it to y'all next week, of course, on more information about this.
Right on. Yeah, I know they also got a trick or trunk.
There you go.
You got going on out in Edgewood, New Mexico tonight, out at the airport out there. So for those of you that live out in Edgewood, Moriarty area, get the kids, get them all costumed up, and head on out to the airport out there in Edgewood for the trick or trunk that'll be going on.
Hey, however the kids can still celebrate,
it's
still a good time.
It's all about the kids.
Year.
Get the kids out there.
And it is going to be a beautiful night, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a full moon. I don't even know. It's the first time a full moon in 44 years on Halloween.
Hey, that's
that
a special event.
What else in 2020 could happen?
That's a special event
right there.
Now, one thing, of course, the local events, I always try to go a little national, too. So we have some cool events going on that are this weekend. So Formula One, October 30th through November 1st. I always do kind of like a weekend event. It's a Formula One Grand Prix in Italy, pretty much. The track Autodrome Enzo di Dino Ferrari and whatnot in 2020. So great stuff going there. And then, of course, we had our buddy Jim's going to be at the NHRA finals presented by Pennzoil.
I hope he wakes up. Hey. I hope he answers his phone today.
Hey, we'll get him for sure. He's an early riser. I mean, in Vegas, I mean,
but
all bets
Vegas.
Are off.
Come on now.
All bets
you're
are
in
off
Vegas.
In Vegas. But he's going to be on, and we're going to have a good time for sure.
Right.
So, Steve, I mean, anything looking forward to that I could kind of help you out with, or just a good time at a good show, right?
Good time, good show. That's it. Like I said, we're going to have Lyle Greenberg coming up here right after this break here. Going to talk about some old stuff, new stuff going on in the future. So, we got him, I hope, hanging out in the room there. He hasn't drank all our Bloody Marys yet.
No, he has donuts and mimosas.
Ah,
come on. No, it's just orange juice, guys.
That's
we just have a good time. Whenever Steve's here, we're just trying to loose him up a bit. It's all good.
It. That's it. And all right, so you've been listening to 101.7 The Team right here on the ESPN channel, talking about nothing but automotive-related motorsport activities throughout the state of New Mexico. And I appreciate you listening in. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsport Report.
If you have a criminal record and are having trouble becoming the person you want to be, call the Law Office of Adam Oakey. Change your life. Get your record expunged today. The Law Office of Adam Oakey, 505-433-4953.
Ron Peterson Firearms, 52 years of paying top dollar for all types of firearms. Come visit Albuquerque's local firearm experts and check out the largest selection of guns in the state. Ron Peterson Firearms, located at Central and Washington.
Are you interested in switching your house to solar? Give New Mexico Solar Group a call for a free consultation. Not only are they local, they pride themselves on giving you an honest and professional solar installation. You'll save money on your monthly electric bill, and you get to take advantage of the federal tax credit and the newly passed state tax credit. That's more money in your pocket. Call New Mexico Solar Group for a free consultation, 415-6172 or nmsolargroup.com.
Ever heard of the dinner table? The place where families would sit around sharing stories and values. Now, communication in families is often limited to texts or snaps. When it comes to financial matters, that story doesn't change. The Wall Street Journal reports 90% of family money can be drained in 2 to 3 generations for one simple reason. Families aren't talking. Introducing the Legacy Portrait, a family meeting to bring your future into focus. Ask your independent financial professional at Oxford Wealth Advisors how the Legacy Portrait could help you establish a legacy of communication for your family. Call 505-891-9800. That's 505-891-9800. And the website is www.oxfordwealth.com, because we believe that when you give out good, good comes back.
Most dealership events include a well-scripted sales pitch. At Acura, we've got one too. It goes a little something like this. If you have any questions, come see us. The Summer of Performance event is here. Our dealers are ready, and with online options available, you can shop our best offers any way you choose. Don't miss it. Less talk, more drive.
Test drive your new Acura today at Montaño Acura, located just west of I-25 on Montaño.
What's in your closet? The hidden treasures in your home are worth instant cash or loan. At Crown Jewelry Coin, we pay top dollar for fine jewelry, diamonds, sterling silver, gold coins and bullion, even fine art and luxury goods. We also deal in Native American jewelry and art, plus Rolex and other fine watches. Bring us the treasures you no longer want, and we'll put them to work for the cash you need. Crown Jewels and Coin, for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Team New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 on Halloween, October 31st, 2020.
Yeah, it's getting scarier.
There we go. On dock for what's coming up next on the station. At 9 a.m., we're going to have the team golf show with Dave Garcia. At 1:30, we're going to have the Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And at 5:30, we're going to have Mississippi State at Alabama. Then tomorrow, the first day of November, we're going to have NFL coverage of the Raiders and Browns at 11. At 2:30, we're going to have the 49ers against the Seahawks. And at 6 p.m., we're going to have the Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now back to Steve Cruz. Stevie Cruz.
Oh, yeah, my new name, Stevie Cruz. All right, in the studio right now, I got Mr. Lyle Greenberg. But before I make Lyle talk, because we all know how Lyle is, he just can keep going on. Give a little history about Mr. Greenberg. He's been out here racing in Albuquerque for a long time. Back in 75, 76, he was driving a 70 Olds 442 W30 out here at the raceway, which was his father's, Mr. Paul Greenberg, which everybody remembers, Mr. Greenberg, in the Amsoil Oil. As a child racing from 16 on up, from about 75, 76, if I'm not mistaken, through 76, started racing a front engine dragster. As I recollect, they may have sold the Olds, but we're going to talk more about that here in a second. By 78, he was called to drive for Mr. Alan Johnson for Neil Connell Alter he was running back in 1980. He won a bunch of season championships throughout the 80s. By 85, he teamed up with Andy Johnson again, raced another front-engine dragster. At the time, in 1985, a front-engine dragster was probably something unheard of because everybody was running rear-engine dragsters. So leave it to Lyle Greenberg back in the day to go out there and win some bunch of races. And he did quite well with that. By the 90s came, things slowed down, and Mr. Greenberg got into mini sprints, if I'm not mistaken. He got into that by 93, 95, running mini sprints. Did quite well in that. By 97, he spoke by 97. He got another phone call to work with a big alcohol racing team with the dragster. And by 97, Lyle got the bug and bought himself his own top alcohol funny car by 1997. And throughout 97 through, I think, 2002, he was running a top alcohol funny car and doing quite well with it. By then, he, Mr. Greenberg, raising a wife and, has a wife and has two children. Of course, by then, Rachel and Jennifer, and both of them got into racing. So he's just like the all-around cool racing father, racing himself, got his daughters into racing. If I'm not mistaken, Jennifer was in dirt track racing, around here I'm racing. And then Rachel got up. She started getting into drag racing. By 2010, his newest Fuel Alter was running, and that's he was competing in the Western Fuel Alters. Rachel, of course, was crew chief, but at the same time, she was running a rear-engine dragster and doing quite well herself in Supercomp. So by 2016, the famous Cone Hunter name was given, and by 2017, he really bit the bug and got into Nitro Funny Car Racing, and that is what he's doing today. And he also dabbles in vintage Ford racing, like Indy cars. He dabbles in that, if I'm not mistaken. So I'd like to welcome Mr. Greenberg to the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing real good. You've got a lot of stuff.
After all that, I guess I can just leave because you've summed it all up.
I don't need
to say anything more, right?
Yeah, I never knew you did. So, let me get me wrong now. I knew you were Mr. New Mexico Motorsport, but my God, you've been doing it since you were in diapers, it looks like. And I'm sure that came from your father back in the day.
Absolutely. I started actually working with him, when I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
Helping him with his cars and bugging him and everything else, And
right.
When I finally got my driver's license and could start driving, he wouldn't let me drive the Oldsmobile.
Wow.
I had to go bracket race his daily driver. It was an old 66 Nova.
Okay.
And, he made me try to pay my dues a little bit with that.
And I heard rumor you're restoring the Oldsmobile, I heard.
We are.
Yeah. Now, did you sell that and buy it back, or did you always have that in the family? Or?
Yeah, so it's kind of come and gone. So in 76, mm-hmm. I was bugging Dad to go Comp Eliminator Racing with a front-engine dragster.
Okay.
And he sold it.
Okay.
And it went off to Gallup for a couple of years.
All right.
And then he bought it back in like 1978 or 79. And then he sold it again to Mark Rowden, and Mark Rowden raced it for a year or two. And then back in the early 80s, I found it, and I bought it back.
Right on.
And it's been sitting in my garage.
Right, yeah.
Waiting for me to do something with it. Everybody would always bug me about it, but I've got this little racing problem. Racing problem kind of kept me from spending any time on it. But, I've got this fabulous son-in-law, Sean Guthrie.
Right.
And Sean and Jim Guthrie at Car Crafters have been just doing a
I heard you did all the body
restoration
work.
On the car.
Right on.
And it's getting close. We're really, really close.
Right on.
And, you know, Sean has just put an enormous amount of work in it. My grandson Connor's been involved. All the guys at Car Crafters have really worked on the car and everything, and yeah, it's going to be cool.
I've seen you pull into Yearwoods a few times. I guess you've been buying some parts from Jim over there at Yearwoods before.
Oh, yeah.
Center.
We've been keeping Jim busy
right.
with parts on both the race
right.
car and now the Oldsmobile.
Right. You got to twist his arm, get you to sponsor some of that stuff, which
yeah.
is hard to do for
yeah.
Jim.
Well, you know,
I'm just
right now, Rui's just got to make a living.
We're good. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. How much longer do you think you got till it's done, you think?
Well, Sean thought we were going to probably be done with it this weekend.
But, oh, no kidding.
But there's some parts that won't be here till next week. And there's lots of odds and ends left. Probably the biggest thing that has turned out to be an issue is the interior. The folks that are going to do the interior are backed up till like next April.
Right.
And so that's kind of an issue. So we may have the car ready to go
it's
interior.
Still orange, right?
Yes.
Screaming.
Yep. The screaming orange.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely. And yeah, we, you know, it's an interesting thing. People have asked me, well, did you restore it to stock? What did you do?
Yeah.
And we really kind of wanted to make it as raced. I mean, that's what
it looks
means,
the same way it was
that's,
back in
that's what means the most
right.
to me.
Right.
But along the way, we kind of had to make some adjustments because I don't plan to race it. I
okay.
plan to cruise it
and drive
it
around.
To show it and drive it around. I mean, it might make a run or two down the quarter mile. I don't
right.
know.
Right.
Mostly we've tried to make it as raced.
Was that a four-speed or automatic?
Well, nothing's ever easy with a Lyle.
Right.
It was a four-speed originally. It
okay.
came from the factory as a four-speed.
Okay.
And then it was immediately switched over to a turbo 400 automatic because they were more consistent, they were easier on parts and everything else. One of the cool things that just happened within the last couple of weeks here was I found the broadcast card for the car. The broadcast card is like the only documentation that proves that it was a W30 car from the factory.
Now, what's W30 mean?
So W30,
out there don't know.
So the W30 Olds 442 was their top-of-the-line performance option. It had a higher horsepower motor. It had a ram air, fresh air type intake system.
Okay.
And, you know, it was a pretty hot car in its day. I mean, it would stick with the 454 Chevelles and the Hemi Cudas
okay.
and stuff like that. It was kind of in that ballpark performance-wise.
Racing out here in the Southwest in the day, I would imagine. Arizona,
yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. Back when Dad raced it, you know, he raced all over the Southwest. And then when I started driving the car,
right.
I actually started driving it in the middle of 75.
Okay.
And we went as far back east as Kansas City. And we.
So you were really 13, right? Maybe 12?
Maybe 7?
Maybe.
The whole age thing
yeah.
is kind of weird because,
right.
you know, back in those days, I was kind of like the teenage guy.
Right.
And obviously, I'm not a teenager right. anymore.
Right. So after that, we got the front-engine digger for a while.
Got the front-engine digger. And that car actually was a fun car because had a lot of history with that car.
Right.
Jerry Harris had run that car as a AA gas dragster here
okay.
in Albuquerque. And then Andy Johnson and John Lynch had turned it into an Econo dragster, and then my dad and I bought it.
Right.
And we did well with it. We won some races.
Yeah. I can remember in the day, there was like a collection of front-engine diggers always running here in Albuquerque. Quite a bit.
You know, and I don't know quite why it was, but it seemed like we had a concentration of them.
Right.
You know, you mentioned in your intro on me about running a front-engine digger back in the mid to late 80s.
Right.
And I really did enjoy doing that because, you're right, it was unique. There
right.
weren't very many front-engine
no.
cars left.
Not at all.
And we ran a lot of NHRA national events and divisionals and did well at them.
Right on.
And one of the things I always thought is that people thought, it's just an old front-motor car. But that thing had every electronic gadget known to man on it.
All right on. Then eventually got into the alters. Then I was reading there where next thing you know, they put a big motor in that alter.
We did.
That must have been where you bit the bug, where it was time to really go fast.
We did.
And
I
want to talk about that coming up in our next segment about how you got into the alcohol funny car and now what you're running today. And you were just out running like a few weeks ago in San Antonio, you said.
We were.
And you did quite well. So when we come back here from a break, I want you to talk all about that. And should be interesting, I hope. Right? Okay, well, you've been listening to the Mexico Motorsport Report, right here on ESPN 101.7, The Team.
We've got the hot tub or swim spa you've been thinking about at Dream Style Remodeling. Come see all the choices and savings on every Cal Spa hot tub and the Cal Exercise Swim Spa. Save $1,000 on hot tubs, $1,500 on select Cal swim spas. Free delivery and setup, easy financing. 12 months, no interest, or choose low monthly payments. We've got the hot tub or swim spa for your budget at Dream Style Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance, across from Sam's Club.
When you need the finest jewelry in the Southwest, plus gems, gold, diamonds, and repairs, come to Harris Jewelers and Gemologists in Rio Rancho. Their accredited American Gem Society staff is warm and welcoming, ready to help you. From jewelry repairs, to same-day express service, to watch repairs, to buying your gold. Named Best Jewelry Store in Rio Rancho by Best of Rio Rancho Magazine. Sponsored by ABQ the Magazine. Harris Jewelers and Gemologists. Casa de Oro Custom Design. Unique in all the universe. Rio Rancho.
Mmm, what you cooking?
A big pot of red chili and a big pot of green. I love that smell in the fall. Speaking of which, American Home Furniture and Mattress is offering the best savings offer of the year.
Okay, what is it?
It's the red or green event. Choose your savings. If you choose red, you get 60-month financing on furniture accessories as low as $999. That's the first time they've ever offered 60-month financing at such a low minimum. You can get $1,000 worth of furniture for as little as $21 a month. Just see store for details.
That is amazing, but what happens if you choose green?
That's awesome too. Choose green and you get to save the sales tax on any purchase.
Okay, let me get this straight. You can visit any American Home store and either get 60-month financing on $999 or more, or you can save the sales tax.
And don't forget, American has the largest selection of in-stock furniture, rugs, and mattresses in the state, available for delivery and same-day pickup.
They are taking all the recommended precautions to keep the store safe and clean to shop.
Go to any of the American Home stores in Albuquerque or Santa Fe and answer the question, red or green.
Toltec Brewing on ABQ's west side continues to deliver outstanding food and awesome local craft drafts. It's wall-to-wall sports, MLB playoffs, NBA finals, and Toltec has you covered with wall-to-wall flat screen and the NFL Red Zone on Sundays. Indulge in $3.50 pints during all the NFL games. Anything from lagers, IPAs, to their signature alt beer. Sink your teeth in a made-from-scratch pizzas, burgers, tacos, and so much more. Remember, Toltec Brewing for date night or game day. Grab your crowlers and growlers to go today. ToltecBrewing.com. Toltec, the ruler of local craft brews.
Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque has four great brands and have extended their 0-for-84 offer through October. That's right, 0% interest for 84 months on select 2020 vehicles. Get up to $14,750 off MSRP on new Ram 1500s during Ram Power Days. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque on the corner of Lomason, Wyoming, and online at LHMABQ.com. Driven by you.
Stock numbers LN196889 and LN242647. Offer expires November 2nd.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Halloween out there. Welcome back to New Mexico Motorsport Report. Steven Cruz in the house. That seems to be my new name. We got RJ here. We got Kelly in the studio looking lovely as ever. We got mimosas flowing. We got donuts going. And we got Mr. Lyle Greenberg in the house, reminiscing a little bit about the good old days out here at the Albuquerque Dragway and the surrounding racetracks of back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. We're going to get more current now and talk about his alcohol funny car he had back in the, I would say, 90s, 2000s, and then how he jumped into the nitro-burning present-day funny car he has today. So welcome back to the show here, Lyle. Good. So, yeah, so how'd you get into, when you got into your alcohol funny car, that was, what, in the mid-90s?
It was. So, you know, at the end of 1990, Andy Johnson and I had been running that super comp car, and right. We were both looking at each other and thinking, yeah, you know, this just isn't as fun as it used to be. And we decided to get out of it, and I decided at that time that I was only going to go back drag racing again if I could build a top alcohol car, either a dragster or a funny car or whatever.
Right.
But financially,
you always want to go bigger and better and faster.
Absolutely.
I can understand that.
And that financially just wasn't in the cards at that point in time. I just had a child. Jennifer had just been born.
Okay.
And so went mini sprint racing for a few years and actually bang for buck wise. That is absolutely the coolest, neatest, funnest thing I've ever done.
Right.
And same thing when we did it with Jennifer.
Right.
But then I started helping Kent Knuckles a little bit with his top alcohol dragster, got the top alcohol bug, and went top alcohol funny car in 97. You said current stuff. 97 doesn't seem so current, but yeah, whatever. But we ran that car from 97 to 2001.
I keep thinking the 50s is the music of today. So
right,
come on.
Right. We're kind of stuck in the past or something. But ran that car through 2001. Did pretty well with it. You know, we ran it. We qualified in the top half of an NHRA national event field. Went 580s with the car, 240-some-odd miles an hour. And
a lot of work.
You know, it was, and we had a great crew. Andy Johnson, Blake Johnson, those guys were with me for years and years and years and years.
Right.
And Robert Howard was just a key part of that program.
Right on. Howard Power.
That's you bet. And but NHRA made some rule changes that kind of really made that a problem. And sold that car in 2002.
Okay.
And got out of racing again for a little while.
Right. Now, were the girls bugging you to go racing?
Well, they really...
Or was the wife telling you to stay home, or was she throwing you out of the house?
Well, what happened was, we had sold the funny car, and I decided I wanted to go road racing.
Okay.
And got myself a Formula 2000 car, and we ran it a couple times and did real well with it. Cool. But the girls decided they wanted to go racing at that point.
Right.
And, typical deal, you offer, hey, do you want to do a junior dragster? They were like, no, we want to do quarter midgets.
Right on.
What do I know about quarter midgets, right?
But
we went quarter midget racing and did really well at it, and that kind of morphed into with Jennifer doing mini sprints and then USAC midgets and then stock cars and on and on and on. Rachel, as you said, went on to run junior. She did run junior.
Meanwhile, you're trying to do a real job, running a cabinet shop.
It was entertaining. You know, I had a business partner at the time, Butch Blackburg, and Butch really was the one who made that work because, 2006, we did 56 events.
Oh my God.
And a lot of that was Butch would take Rachel and run her with the junior dragster while I was off running Jennifer in the mini sprint.
Right.
And
wow.
It was
never
pretty intense.
No sleeping.
It was intense.
Cool. And then you moved on up and the girls got older,
Jennifer
quit racing, got married.
Well,
got some grandkids now.
Unfortunately, 2008 happened.
Right.
And when 2008 happened,
the Great Recession,
it tanked. Lost all the funding that we had for Jennifer's program because she was, she was kind of making some headway there. She was running some NASCAR support series out on the West Coast.
Right.
And that kind of evaporated, and it was back to square one. Rachel was still running the dragster. She was running Super Comp, and then we ran Top Dragster with a Nitrous program.
Right on.
But by 2013... she felt like it was time to get serious about school. Jennifer had already gotten serious about school. They both were in college.
So here you are by yourself again.
Yeah, so Dad gets to go
play
again. Exactly.
Dad didn't want to just play with the dragster he had. He had to go nitro-burning funny car.
Well, we did the alcohol altar.
You did the altar first.
Yeah, did the alcohol altar
very
first.
Very fast.
Which was a pretty bad car. I mean, we won a lot of races with that car. That honestly may be the funnest car I've ever raced in my life.
Really?
That was just the coolest thing ever.
Now, could you swap that out for like a funny car body on top, or was that just an alter body only?
Well, I ran it as only an altered because it had an extra long wheelbase. It actually had 135-inch wheelbase.
Gotcha.
And funny cars...
What time did that run again?
Well, the quickest we ran with it was 6:30.
Okay, that's flying.
It would have gone quicker. You know, WFA had some pretty stringent rule package.
Right.
If we'd have let that thing run all out, I feel confident it would have gone 590s.
You seem to do quite well in that division, though.
WFA deal was a great program, and we had a great combination for it, and we won a lot of races. In fact, percentage-wise, I probably won the biggest percentage of races we competed in with that car than any car I've ever had.
Okay.
I didn't win more races, period, mm-hmm. but we didn't race it as often either.
Right.
But
what year did we kind of, what happened there? Kind of faded out or?
They changed some rules.
The rule just wasn't,
there were some rule changes that they had.
Okay.
That, maybe were kind of pointed at me just a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up.
And,
but your name is always brought up in discussion when you're not around.
Yeah,
I'm just
no
curious
doubt.
About, but you are Lyle Greenberg, so.
No doubt. But yeah, so, you know.
So eventually we kind of sold that.
So we sold that. But to loop back around to your funny car thing. A fellow named Shane Blanton owns that car now over in West Texas.
Okay.
And he put a funny car body on it to run Funny Car Chaos, which I'm totally impressed with.
Wow.
Because that meant they had to section about 10 inches into the front fender of the front hood of that car to get it over that wheelbase. And they did a fabulous job on it. It was cool.
Right on. Right on. And then next thing you know, you're twiddling your thumbs at home, got to go racing.
Well, no, we knew right from the get-go when we sold the Altered that the Nitro car was next.
Okay.
Because as we have seen here, I'm not getting any younger.
Right.
And I felt pretty strongly in 2017 that if we didn't go Nitro racing then, I was going to get too old and we'd never
do
be
it.
Able to do it.
Correct.
And I'm one of these guys that would rather look back and go, wow, I can't believe I did that.
Right.
As opposed to, wow, I wished I'd have done that.
Cool.
And so we put that Nitro program together and,
took you a little while to get that all together.
It did. And in fact, I ended up having a guy named Jake Sanders, who's based in Indy, who's plugged into a bunch of the big Nitro, big show teams.
Right.
Jake really, really got my program put together because I have to admit, talk about being out of your element. This whole Nitro thing is just a completely different world, and I really wasn't quite sure how to approach it.
Right.
Jake got it done.
There you go. There you go. So next thing you know, you got a 1978 nostalgic looking Corvette funny car, Nitro burning. What cube is that motor? Like
it's a 500-inch motor.
500-inch motor.
Basically, it's a from the heads down. It's a big show motor.
Okay.
It's just like they would run in a full NHRA funny
car. And you've
car.
been running since. Yeah, actually, you haven't stopped running at all. You've been running in different states, correct?
Yeah, we have. You know, 2020, obviously, there has been a lot of impact to the racing all over the country.
Correct.
But the Funny Car Chaos series that I have been running has really been able to keep their deal going quite well. Most of their races have been in Texas or Missouri or Iowa, and they only canceled just a couple of races.
And
so we ran a couple of the Texas races this year.
So you were just in San Antonio a while back and did quite well, I heard.
We did. We were in San Antonio the first weekend in October, qualified fourth with a 3.83 eighth mile.
Eighth mile.
3.83 at 195 miles an hour. There were 20 cars there, so fourth felt pretty good. We learned a lot. Honestly, I think we learned more in those 2 days than maybe in the last 2 years. We really leaned hard on the car. We have some sacrificial soldiers, some aluminum soldiers for pistons and stuff that aren't quite as pristine as they used to be.
Right, I bet.
We burned some stuff up.
So you got to totally like rebuild that after every run, like the professionals do in NHRA. I mean,
the last 2 years we've been running the car soft enough that we haven't really had to do that.
Right.
But in San Antonio, yeah, we had the heads off at every run.
Wow.
Because we hurt something piston wise pretty much every.
So you got to give a shout out to the crew and
absolutely. Yeah, I mean the guys that we have helping us. You know, I've got Troy Hamby, who's my car chief. And Sean Guthrie was over there in San Antonio helping out. And I had a couple of Texas recruits. I had a couple of guys from over in Texas, Wes Swinford and Mike Irwin. They helped us out. Of course, Rachel was there.
Right.
You know, but it really does take an army to run one of these cars, even at our level.
Rachel's always there.
Rachel
is
always
like
there.
You're her daddy. I mean,
she's a diehard, and she puts up with my crap. And she feeds us. And
I don't know how you do it, girl.
And she calms me down when I'm getting a little too wound up.
Yeah, I've seen you. I've seen you. But she's a tough girl. did a good job on both your daughters.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was laughing because, of course, with it being Halloween weekend, last Halloween weekend, I was in Odessa, Texas, driving Ray Stringer's car.
Okay.
And Rachel, so it kind of surprised me. I didn't realize she was going to dress up, and she dressed up as Minnie Mouse. So she was out there backing me up with a Minnie Mouse outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool.
That was cool as hell, man. That was cool as hell. Well, I appreciate everything, man. I appreciate you coming in, spending some time this morning here on the New Mexico Motorsport Report. And, again, I'd like to have you in the future. It's always interesting talking to you, Kyle. I hope you had a good time here.
I did, always.
Right on. Anything else you want to say?
No, are we talking to Jim?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, coming up next, we got Mr. Jim Casa. Hopefully we can wake him up, we hope. He's out there live right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, out at the Strip for the big NHRA finals that are going on this weekend. So tune in. They'll be on TV tomorrow from 2 to 4, 4 to 7, if I'm not mistaken, on FS1. So tune that in for our NHRA finals going on this weekend. And hopefully we get Jim up here on the line, live remote, out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Again, you've been listening. That's right, listening to New Mexico Motorsport Report right here on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod and street rod scene since 1968. With all the changes in high performance, the one thing that hasn't changed is Yearwood. At over 5,000 square feet, Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and the street. Check out a wall full of carburetors and racks of ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including hoses and fittings. Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop at 341 Eubank Northeast. Yearwoodperformance.com.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
You wouldn't overwater your elephant. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. We've done a great job saving water, so let's keep it up and keep watering by the numbers. 1 day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down in the fall. No sprinklers from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and don't forget to water your trees. That way, Albuquerque and your elephant will have plenty of water and plenty of trees for years to come. A message from the Water Authority.
Turn scrap metal into cash. Have scrap metal lying around? Sell it to Acme Iron and Metal with 9 convenient locations. Acme will pay you top dollar for your scrap iron and metal. Visit acmeironandmetal.com or call 345-2457. Turn scrap metal into cash. Have scrap metal lying around? Sell it to Acme Iron and Metal with 9 convenient locations. Acme will pay you top dollar for your scrap iron and metal. Visit acmeironandmetal.com or call 345-2457.
Never before, the Million Dollar Cash Bash at Reliable Nissan.
The number one new car volume dealer on the west side.
It's the Million Dollar Cash Bash.
Purchase your new Nissan, negotiate your best deal,
and then get your cash bash cash.
$3,500 cash on new 2020 Rogues, Maximus, and Pathfinder. $5,500 on new 2020 Murados. $6,000 on new 2020 Leafs.
It's the Million Dollar Cash Bash.
That's a lot of cash to pass.
Exclusively at Reliable Nissan on Coors.
On 2020 Titans, receive 0% APR financing for 84 months and $3,000 cash.
Cash back. Get 0% for 84 months. Cash that cash.
Now at Reliable Nissan, across from the Cottonwood Mall on Coors.
It's Reliable Nissan's Million Dollar Cash Back.
We are Reliable.
All offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer transfer services. Offers not in conjunction cash in form of Nissan cash allowance. Bonus cash. Plus finance or Nissan motor acceptance. Not all qualified. Number 1 YTE sale volume for New Mexico dealers. Less than the real brand for Big Book reports.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Kind of scary, ain't it? Happy Halloween out there. I'd like to welcome you back here to New Mexico Motorsport Report on 101.7 The Team, brought to you by Yearwood, Yearwood's Performance Center, Albuquerque Dragway, Four Rivers Equipment with John Deere, and the Circuit Journal. We appreciate our sponsors always helping out our show every Saturday morning. We're here live from 8 to 9, usually with David Swoop in the chair, but you got Stevie Cruz in the house. That seems to be my new name. And hopefully we got Mr. Jim Costa live out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you up, sir?
Morning, Sunshine.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and you?
All right. I'm sorry we woke you up so early. I'm sure you were out till wee hours of the morning, or should I say, or late hours? Or
oh, no. I turned in, you know, about 8 o'clock and was wanting to make sure I was up and about so I could take your call.
Am I talking to Jim Costa? Hello? Hello?
I tried to say it with a straight face.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. No, that's good. How's things going on out there?
Good, good. Looking forward to a weekend of racing.
That's right.
Something out of the ordinary.
Right. Got the big Camping World NHRA finals going on at the Strip. Going on today. Today's qualifying. Tomorrow will be the finals. Those of you interested, don't forget, check in on FS1 tomorrow from 12 to 2 for qualifying runs. And the finals will be on TV tomorrow on FS1 from 2 to 7. We got our own
reporter. Right?
There you go, online reporter out there. Yeah,
well, you better take note. Name from WRKP.
I can't. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I can't remember his name now. I can't remember his name.
The old guy, right?
Right. Right.
I resemble that remark.
Right. So we got our own Albuquerque and Clint Satterfield out there running in Pro Mods. They got qualifying going on today.
Yeah, he's flying the Yearwood colors for us out here.
Right on.
He's always been a huge supporter of Yearwood. And, we've always been a big supporter of Clint, trying to make his life easy on the road and get him all the parts that he needs.
Right.
So it's kind of it's a win-win relationship, you know. So we're out here with him for the weekend. Hoping he'll solidify his first top 10 in points.
Yes, I see. I see currently in ninth place in the point standing, which is very good. He has a chance actually to bump up a couple spots if he does quite well over the weekend.
Yeah,
so,
because Ricky Smith doesn't come out west.
Right.
So he's definitely in a vulnerable position. I don't know that he cares, but, you know, that's Ricky.
Right. It's just scary enough in those cars sometimes just to get them down the track.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of scary, it is Halloween, and I got Lyle Greenberg in the house. And Lyle, I want to say hi real quick.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
Did you hear him?
Oh, nope, didn't hear him.
Try now.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah,
So my favorite Lyle Greenberg and Jim Costa story goes back into, like, I don't know, maybe 88, out at Albuquerque Dragway. And me and my dad were out there with our Datsun 240Z that had a small block in it. And we were out running, mid-11s back then. And Lauren Jones convinced me and my dad to run Super Street Series, which we had never done. It was index racing. It was an 1160 index. And, so we talked about it and figured out what we needed to do. So we went to Yearwood and bought a two-step for MSD box, MSDT, which actually I still have that same box on my El Camino. Different story, but pretty cool. So we went out there and had our qualifiers, and the car was running good. And we went out first round, and we had Lyle and his front engine digger. And went out there, and we ran an 1160 on an 1160 index and got my butt handed to me. I had never seen a pro tree before, ever.
That's interesting.
I bet. Oh, the reaction time deal.
Yep. So, would you take like a two minute on the reaction?
Something like that. It was enough. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I've been in that situation out at the track where they keep messing around. I'll be out there for test and tune, and the guys in the tower will flick it around. I was like, what the heck just happened, you know?
Right.
So So, yeah, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. So, you heading out the track here shortly, or you guys just kicking back right on?
Yeah, we got Clint's got two qualifiers today along with the pros. You know, it should be an interesting weekend. All the classes out there, the pro classes, I believe, have double points this weekend.
Yes, I think
points and a half.
Points and a half they got.
Oh, it was a points and a half?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be a close one with Pro Stock, that's for sure. Erica Endos and Jags and Jason Lyon out there are like a three-way battle going on. So that's going to be very interesting to be watching that actually tomorrow. Right. And, of course, Matt Hagan in Funny Car, he's leading the points in the Funny Car. But Tommy Johnson Jr. is right behind him along with Jack Beckman. So that's going to be a three-way thing.
All four of the top contenders in Funny Car are all Schumacher camp.
Yes, I just noticed.
So without Force Racing this year, it's basically a run to the finish for Schumacher.
I read somewhere that there hasn't been anything other than a Schumacher car win for like a year.
Right.
That's crazy.
And the points show it.
Right. Yeah, and the points show it. Hey, Jim, question for you. Has the Pro Charger thing sorted itself out for Clint? I know the last time you and I talked, Clint was having some troubles with it.
Well, he has had his struggles along with his success. This is obviously, this is his best year in points. I think he finished close to the top 10 before, but, he's had some pretty good success. He had a runner-up finish. Hasn't had that win yet. These things are all very finicky and they're hard to wrangle. Everything has to be right. In the last couple races, they were fighting sensor issues. And, sometimes when your sensor issue gives you a grief and basically the engine shuts off, Lyle, you look at race pack all the time. So when you see your graph going up, down, up, down, up, down, you know something's wrong.
For a fact, definitely don't want to see stuff like that.
No,
and that's what they've been fighting the last couple races, and they figured it out when they were down in Houston. Fortunately, it was too late. They had a DNQ for the first time this year, but they feel pretty confident going into Vegas that they should go out there and run. Hopefully, run some 570s.
Right on. Yeah, weather's going to be good. Track should be good.
I got to tell you, Jim, watching Clint and Blower Bob run that car with pretty much just the two of them just always amazes me.
That is amazing. Two guys.
By far the hardest two working men in Pro Mod.
Yes, absolutely.
They yes, they are. Well, heck, man. Well, it's good talking with you today. And you go out there. I want a full report when you get back.
Right. Yep.
After quarantine.
It's fun. The weather's great. It's in the 80s.
Right.
Which is, about 50 degrees warmer than I was in a few days ago.
Right. Hey, Jim, did you watch any of the alcohol qualifying last night?
We didn't get in early enough to go out to the track, so we're going to spend the next two full days out
actually,
there.
Actually, I think you squeezed into the Shelby facility, didn't you?
We got in, and one of the things I wanted to do on my checklist was check out the new Shelby facility. I hadn't been out there since they were out by the drag strip, so we went and checked them out and saw all the neat cars they have on display and the huge facility. It's pretty impressive.
Right on. A lot of people?
No. Actually, Vegas is still fairly quiet. It's picking up, but it's in comparison, it's definitely slower than I've ever seen in the past.
Right.
Well, and even though the track was limited on spectators, I heard it sold out here about 3 or 4 days ago.
Correct. Yeah. I believe they're doing, was it 30%?
Yeah, I don't remember what the number was, but I know I've got a friend who wanted to go and couldn't.
All right, buddy. Well, we got to head out, Jim. It's good talking with you today. All right, you take care. Again, Lyle, I'd like to thank Lyle for coming in, hanging out with us here at the New Mexico Motorsport Report right here on ESPN Radio on 101.7 The Team. And I appreciate him for them letting me come in here and doing my thing, being a newbie today. And I really do appreciate David Swoop for giving me the opportunity to come in. And my new name, right? Stevie Cruz, right? Yeah. And so again, Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsport Report. Tune in every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 for the latest in automotive and motorsport-related activities right here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Vin Scully. You're listening to Albuquerque's Home for the Dodgers, ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.